Perek Hey Mishnah Beis Nenek Gechatzi Pruto Pogam Gechatzi Pruto. Let's say in a single object you had up to a value of half a pruta, and you also caused it to lose value, it deteriorated in value up to a half a pruta's worth. Oishenenek b'shover pruta b'davar echad, u'pogam b'shover pruta b'davar echad. Or let's say you had anah of a shover pruta, but you did not cause it to lose value of a pruta. And in another object, you cause it to lose value up to a pruta, but you did not have anah. So for example, an example where you have anah of a pruta, but you did not lower the value would be, let's say you took something that belongs, a cloth that belonged to Hegdish, and you sewed it onto your garment, and then you wore it. So in that case, since it's not directly touching you, it's not touching your skin, it doesn't lose its value. However, you still derive benefit from it by putting it on your own clothing. Similarly, if let's say you had something that, let's say a liquid that belonged to Hegdish and you spilled it, in that case you obviously are causing it to lose value without directly benefiting from it. Or let's say you broke a kli of Hegdish, again in that case you're causing it to lose value, without deriving any benefit. But again, since it was not together in the same object, harizel leimal, that's not considered meila, atchein yehane b'shover pruta v'yifkan b'shover pruta b'davar echad. Until in the same object, you both have derived benefit worth a shover pruta, and you also cause it to deteriorate and lose value up to a pruta's worth in the same single object. Again, of course, those are for the things that are subject to deterioration. If not, then as we learned in the previous Mishnah, only deriving benefit is enough for you to be considered to have me'ilah. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Ein mo'el achar mo'el b'mugdashin. So generally the halach is there is no me'ilah after me'ilah. So once someone uses something from Hegdish, it so to speak goes out of the sphere of Hegdish, and therefore if someone else continues afterwards, and they also derive benefit, since it's already out of the sphere of Hegdish, a further instance of me'ilah does not apply. However, there are exceptions to this. Ela behema uklei shoreis, except when it comes to a behema, for example, a animal that is consecrated for carbon, or a klei shoreis kelim that belong to the Beis Hamikdash. In those cases, you could have me'ilah after me'ilah. Okay, it's that how so? Zokta Mishnah. Rochav agav behema. Let's say you had an animal that was consecrated for an offering. It was someone who was magdashed for a carbon. And someone rode upon the animal, so they derived some benefit from it. And then someone else came and rode on the animal. And then someone else came afterwards and rode on the animal. Or if let's say someone drank out of a golden vessel that belonged to Hegdish that was a Kli Shoreis. And then someone else came and drank out of the Keli. And then a third person came and drank from the Keli. So let's say one person plucked wool from a carbon, and then someone else came and he plucked it, and then a third person came and they plucked it. In all these cases, kulan mo'alu, these are classic cases of me'ila achar me'ila, even though the first person was already mo'al, at the end of the day, since these are cases of behemoi, and cases of klishares, in all these cases, you could have repeated me'ilas by different people. Rebbe says, Kol she'en lepidyon, yesh bo moel acha moel. So Rebbe says, if it's something that cannot be redeemed, then you could have me'ilah achar me'ilah. So for example, obviously a carbon, there is no redemption until it gets a mum. So since there's no redemption, that could be subject to the laws of me'ilah achar me'ilah. The Gemara also explains if someone has a nedava of wood that goes onto the Beis Hamikdash, Rebbe himself treats that as sort of like a carbon. And since it's like a carbon, it cannot be redeemed. Again, Rebbe would then say, even though it's not a behema or a kli shoreis, since it is an offering and it cannot be redeemed, it would be subject to me'ilah achar me'ilah. Similarly, if you have an animal, even if it has a mum, but if it was shechted before you could redeem it, so then that could be another case, since it can't be redeemed, again, it could be subject to the halacha of me'ilah achar me'ilah. That's generally how most Mefarshim explain. There are some other explanations, but that's the general explanation of the Mishnah.